time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday, the 17th of November 2012. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 to 12 by the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Oniroa. On Saturday the 17th of November, Sharon Brown talked to Janet Salas on the playback theatre performance Palm Beach Stories.
And we've got Janet Salas with us now, who's going to talk a bit about playback theatre. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Are you actually on there? Do you want to just see, can you talk a bit and see? Yes, you are on.
I think I am. Yeah.
Great, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, right, so Janet, you've started a playback theatre group on the island, and that was, how long ago was that?
Well, I've been involved in playback theatre on the island for about, I guess, coming up for 2 years. But there were people doing playback on the island before. There was a group which Steve Hollins was running when I came in to live on Waiheke, which was the end of 2009, and they were doing improv and playback theatre. And in fact, there seems to be quite a long history of playback on the island, because there were people doing it about 18 years ago, I've found out. So it's been around, and my involvement, as I say, is about 2 years.
Mm. So tell us about playback theatre. What is it exactly?
Playback theatre is a form of improvisational theatre. It depends on what the audience says, and it sticks basically to the stories, the personal stories of the audience. So if it's in a performance situation, then there'll be a facilitator, who we call a conductor, who asks the audience a few questions, and depending on the audience responses, there's an enactment on the stage. And it might be a very short moment where somebody expresses a feeling connected with something that happened to them, or it might be a bit longer, and in that case we will conduct a short interview. And then the actors who've been listening will just enact it, and they don't talk about it before they do anything. They just absorb what's being said, and they'll be perhaps put into roles according to who's in the story, and then they'll just act it out as a vignette on the stage, and there'll be some little bit of music, like sound effects going on, and that will be it. And what we really try to do is listen closely to the story. We don't go into psychological questioning or anything like that. It's just what the person is willing to tell. And we shape a little bit. Sometimes we need a little bit of information about who else might be involved, but we don't push it. So we try to make it comfortable, and for people who are telling things, because some people are not always comfortable about telling something in front of other people if they don't know them. But usually what happens is people are very astonished and amazed at how their story just comes to life on the stage.
Mm. So how is this different from, or what draws you to playback as opposed to other forms of theatrical performance?
Well, a very banal reason to do it is that you don't have to learn any lines.
I have to say, that's why I really enjoy it.
And for people who just like acting or being other people, or trying to express themselves in a physical way, and you know, do the things that actors do, it's a very sort of low entry level thing to do, because you don't have to be an experienced actor to do it. In fact, it's something that's accessible for anybody. Anybody can do it, can do playback theatre, because we've all done it, in fact, when we were children. You know, as soon as somebody said, let's pretend, or you know, let's play school, you'll be the school teacher, then we're doing something quite similar. So we all have that spontaneity and that history in us, and it's just a question of finding it again.
Mm. What do the audience appreciate in playback?
When I'm an audience member, I appreciate hearing the story. I really, really appreciate all the stories I hear, that somebody is telling something about their lives. It's often connected to what happens in my life, so it's good to hear it. It gives me a sense of community when I hear people's stories, and you know that we experience similar things, and also what the actors do with it, and seeing transformations, seeing how people can just out of nothing, just with a we don't use props, but we use cloths. So sometimes there's colour and there's music going on as well. So there's a sort of magical expression of somebody's story, and it doesn't always work perfectly. But there are always moments where you think, I'm seeing something rather wonderful.
Hmm. I think what I enjoy about it as well is that, I mean, it's often just sort of, you know, funny stories or, you know, personal experiences that aren't particularly meaningful, but they're amusing. But then every occasionally there'll be, you find yourself telling a story that you didn't realise was even something that you were thinking about, but it's something maybe quite personal to you. And often it seems to be something that's unresolved that you didn't even realise was unresolved, but in the telling of it, you realise that it must be something that's pricking your conscience or bothering you in some way, and then to see it interpreted is really interesting, because often the actors will bring a dimension to it that you yourself didn't really see, but is really satisfying to see, because it often nails the particular issue that's bugging you. So it's not psychotherapy, but it's quite interesting how it often helps you to resolve things that you're preoccupied by.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, any form of theatre that we are involved in, you know, as an audience, we do pick out things that relate to us. And, you know, there's a pretty long history of theatre. And the whole idea of catharsis is, of course, theatrical. So there's definitely something therapeutic about any form of theatre, I think, and if it's your own story that's up there, then there's likely to be some level of healing that's possible, if that's the right word to use in this case.
And often I think it's quite interesting how the playback evenings are quite they're dominated by certain themes. Someone will tell a funny story or a story about sport, and then that will give rise to lots of other stories about sport. Or someone will tell a sort of a sad story about death in the family, and then suddenly there'll be lots of death in the family type stories.
Mm. Which is a perfectly, I mean, it's what you'd expect actually, because it is a conversation. If you are having a conversation, if you're sitting around the table talking to people, swapping stories, that's what will happen. People will say, oh yeah, that happened to me. And of course, in an evening where people are listening to each other's stories intently, their own related stories will be popping up, and they may or may not choose to tell them. Or it may trigger something sort of completely different, and they don't see the connection, but maybe they'll see it later on.
Mm. Right, so what have you got? So there's an event coming up, isn't there? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so every now and then we have the group, which meets on Tuesdays and weekly, and we play our own stories, but we do like to reach out into the wider public and offer what we do to other people so that they can enjoy it. And so on the 27th of November, we're going to have an evening of Palm Beach stories, because we practice in the Palm Beach Hall, and we thought, you know, we'd like to make what we do available for people who live there, because we're grateful for that opportunity to be in Palm Beach. And also we think that everybody on Waiheke sometimes goes to Palm Beach, so we think that anybody will have a story which is connected to Palm Beach. And of course, even if it isn't, then it's welcome to be told. So that will be on the 27th of November at 8 o'clock in the Palm Beach Hall.
Lovely.
And it's koha. We don't want people to... we don't want to charge a fixed entry fee. We'd like a little donation if that's possible, and we will offer some tea and brownies afterwards for people who'd like to stay and chat, because that's really important. That's part of what we do when we offer a performance evening.
Wow, well, that sounds really interesting and lovely. And what can Playback offer to actors? Have you got any thoughts there?
It's definitely for somebody who's never done any acting before. It's usually quite a learning curve to lose inhibitions. And as somebody said the other day, you know, I'm not sure if I want to make a fool of myself in front of people I don't know. And that's what it can feel like for somebody who's just starting to do it, because you're expressing things with your body, using your voice in a sort of a less civilized way sometimes. So for people, but people keep on doing it even with those feelings, and I think what we experience is a sense of freedom, being released from inhibitions, and the creativity that comes with that, and just leaping into the moment, being spontaneous, I personally think is a good thing for us all. Helps us to be flexible, and it's definitely a confidence builder.
Mm. So, Janet, is this a closed group, or can people join it, or how? What's the process if someone did want to become part of the group?
Yeah, we're very interested in hearing from people who might want to join. We did a workshop. We offered a workshop in October and took on a couple of new members who came to the workshop, and we'll probably open it up again in the near future to people who would like to join. We need a little time when we take on new people to just regroup and get everybody working together, and get people who haven't done it before to become familiar with the various forms and procedures that are included in Playback. We've got a very good bunch at the moment, and we're enjoying each other.
So I guess the first stage would be to maybe come along to the performance evening and see
what
you think.
Absolutely. If anybody's interested in seeing and doing this sort of thing, it's really good to see a performance and see what people do, and see if it's what you might feel interested in doing yourself.
Mm. Okay, great. And Janet, while I've got you here, you've written a few plays that have been performed on the island, performance pieces and plays. And I can see you squirming there. Oh, no. But I was just wondering if you've got... So you wrote something for Theatres of Resistance, and you were involved in the Playwrights Festival last year. And, in fact, you helped coordinate the... Theatres of Resistance. So I was just wondering if you had any other plays in the pipeline or performance pieces.
Well, actually, as it happens, after this radio thing, I'm going off to see if there are any people interested in putting on a little Christmas pantomime that I've written. I'm afraid it's probably only for people who see eye to eye with the thoughts that are that are expressed in it. It's coming from a political point of view. Playback is completely unpolitical, but in a sense, but this little play is definitely political, so I'm hoping that we'll get it up before Christmas.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds fascinating. I think we could do with a pantomime. We haven't had one for about... I think we had one about 3 or 4 years ago, but we haven't had one since then. And, yeah. Oh, excellent. Good. Oh, I look forward to hearing more about that. Yeah. Okay.
So, can I do a little plug? So
absolutely.
If there's anybody out there listening who thinks, oh, I'd like to do that, then Stefano's at 1 o'clock.
Today. Okay, so if you want to be involved in a Christmas pantomime, Stefano's at 1 o'clock is the place to be. Great. I think I'm going to go down there. Lovely. Okay, well, Janet, thanks so much for coming in and talking about playback. So it's Palm Beach Stories on the 27th of November, and entry by Koha, tea and brownies afterwards, and it's a really nice opportunity to see what playback is all about and enjoy the stories, and also to think about maybe it's something, think about whether it's something that you might be interested in being involved with.
You've been listening to the Interviews from Island Life, a weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.